Back to Neil Mitchell. In a moment, joining us is the Acting General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Ray Davey. Ray, it's a pleasure.
Morning, Fraser.
Now, Ray, we spoke with you on Friday afternoon about the border crossings. Has anything changed there?
Yes, there have been some changes, Fraser, which obviously people in Balranald Shire will be most interested in. So at the time when we last spoke, Euston-Robinvale Bridge was open, but Tooleybuck was closed, Nile was closed, Swan Hill was open. Now, since that time, Tooleybuck Bridge has opened with a checkpoint. Nile Bridge is open only for local traffic. So although it's not closed, police will not allow general movement across there. I understand that the Speedwell Ferry is still shut down, and of course the Swan Hill Murray Downs crossing is open, as most people would be well aware. In order to travel across the border, just remind people that they do need to get a permit, and that can be accessed easily enough online. There are different types of permits, but for general use by the public living in our border community areas, they will be looking for a Type C permit, which C for community, which allows movement within the bubble, so to speak, across the river without requiring self-isolation. The alternative for some people has been an essential worker permit, a Type A, but that does require self-isolation when the holder is not involved in their actual delivery of essential services. There's been a lot of discussion about the definition of what constitutes a border community, and we're still awaiting final legal definition on that. But at this stage, we're finding that anyone in the Balranald Shire is able to get a Type C permit. And once again, as I indicated last week, if there's anybody who has any difficulties with this, although the council can't issue these permits, if people have got a problem with getting online or they want help with it, they can come into the Shire office and our staff will be very happy to help them get the permits. I guess the only other thing to say is that there's been a lot of publicity about COVID outbreaks in Sydney. Nothing that's really affecting us too badly here at the moment. We are in almost daily contact with senior police and health officials, and we certainly will update people via our website and Facebook if there's any change in any of those situations.
Ray, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Fraser.
Acting General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council there, Ray Davey.